There's freedom where? I'd like to expand on that question, but first, what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of expand a little bit on Luke 9. Jesus takes Peter, John, and James to a mountain, and before their eyes was transfigured. Was he changed into to his truest image without the image as we recognize as a human? What do you think?
The fear of death is real. People are afraid of death, not because of the transition, but because of that in-between time. And then we live our whole life, and we're in this life as we know it, and we're comfortable. We might not be as comfortable as we'd like. Maybe we're too heavy, maybe we're too thin, maybe we're not as what we want to be, but we're comfortable.
Well, you know, when Peter and John and James went up to the mountain, they were frightened because Jesus did not look the same. He had changed. He transfigured. He'd been transformed from what they thought in the image that they recognized to a brilliant image, a different image. Regardless, the witnesses were speechless. Then Jesus further demonstrated his power by ousting out a demon. He is, in fact, the Word and the truth. But we don't sometimes recognize Jesus in others. So why should we not feel freedom when we are supposed to be so close to Him? There is freedom where? In the momentary excitement of Mardi Gras or the Super Bowl, it's good for the moment, right? But only for the moment. Who won the Super Bowl last year? Anyone remember? What about the year before? What about the year before? Who did the Saints play in the Super Bowl and won? So this is momentary events in our lives that are exciting, it's good. And it's good to laugh and get excited about the moment. But the real freedom lies when we're close to the Lord and the Lord's Spirit and the truth. And that is the ultimate freedom. So when we where the Spirit is, there is freedom. Where His truth is, there cannot be lies. So remember that when you're going about your day-to-day lives, remember that there's someone fixing to end their life. His image was changed forever. And the image of those that love Him was changed forever. So hear the good news. Christ died for our sins. But also Christ lives in each and every one of us through His Spirit. And that gives us the freedom to look beyond our pain and suffering, look beyond the moments of excitement, and be excited all the time. Let us pray.